This is Kevin Burke from the Thumbs in Pockets chapter of the Andy Griffith Show Rerun Watchers Club saying thanks again for listening to Burke on Mayberry. Well, this is a fun episode. It's entitled The Fun Girls. It aired on April 13, 1964. It was written by Aaron Rubin and directed by Kobe Ruskin. This episode opens up in the courthouse where Barney complains. He and Andy are having small talk about Otis being in the cell and chewing on blankets. And basically this scene, we learned that Barney knows how to fix blankets, sew them back, and do some crocheting. And what I want you to notice when you watch this episode is look in the background when Andy and Barney are talking, and you'll see on the wall three pictures or cutouts or frames of the Mayberry Gazette. And you'll see that Barney is in all three of these pictures, and two of the pictures are exactly the same, and Andy's only in one, which shows, you know, basically Andy likes to highlight Barney's work. So again, look for those photos. Again, you'll see the same photo in two of the newspaper articles that are framed on the wall there. Also, during this scene, we get to hear Barney say therapeutic instead of therapeutic, you know, one of the many words he mispronounces on the show. Another thing that I noticed, and this is a little bit out there, but I looked at the Barney's holster, and it sort of reminded me of the 1960s Batman utility belt. There's some likenesses to it, but you know, you can take a look at that and you can make your own decision. Another thing I noticed in this scene is that while it looks like they're taking inventory, it seems that Andy's doing all the work and Barney's just walking around talking. So again, an interesting scene. Finally, you know, Andy sends Barney to go get them some lunch, and almost as soon as they leave, Helen and Thelma Lou come in. They're going to a movie and trying to get Andy and Barney to go, and Andy tells them he's real busy, so he sends them off to the movie. And then Gomer and Goober come in, and by the way, this is the first time that Goober appears on the Andy Griffith Show, and the trivia question is going to relate to this, so you'll get that near the end. But this is where Goober does his famous impressions of Cary Grant, Judy, 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 and Edward G. Robinson. And I love to see him do Edward G. Robinson. Okay, you guys, come on, you guys. All right, you guys, beat it, you guys. And then he walks around the room like Chester from Gunsmoke. So again, you'll get to see that a time or two on this particular episode. And again, Barney's not in the scene here, but Andy's very aggravated because he's trying to get work done, and Gomer and Goober come in. But again, Andy, being the nice guy that he is, he doesn't let them interrupt what he's doing. He just sort of puts up with it, very patient, lets them go on. Well, we come back to the next scene, and we see that Barney's been gone for quite some time, and Andy's wondering where he is, makes a phone call to try to find him, and then all of a sudden Barney comes in, and following behind him, we see the fun girls. Of course, this is Skippy and Daphne. And I love this because they're so full of energy, and you basically have a laid-back Andy Griffith Show, and all of a sudden you have these two excitable women who come in, and one continues to call Barney Bernie. And after a while, Andy's again even more frustrated. He pulls Barney to the side and says, "Get them girls out of here." You'll get to hear him say that a little bit later too. So basically, after a while, talking back and forth with the fun girls, Andy and Barney realize they're going to have to take the fun girls all the way back to Mount Pilot. So they all get in a squad car, and as they're leaving, Helen and Thelma Lou, coming out of the movie theater, spot them all leaving for Mount Pilot, and of course, that's not a good scene for anybody. So the next day, we see Andy and Barney drive up in the squad car, and Andy's upset, and Barney can tell he's upset, and I love the terms that we hear Andy say. He calls the fun girls wild women, and they see Helen and Thelma Lou walking across the street, and they yell to them, and Helen and Thelma Lou ignore them. Finally, they run over to them, and basically Helen and Thelma Lou said, "We're not going to the dance," as they say it on the episode, "with you that night." And Barney and Andy are upset, and Thelma Lou and Helen let them know that they saw them coming out or leave with the fun girls. And so again, he calls the wild women silly girls in this scene. He calls Barney Mr. Fix-It. I believe he calls Barney Mr. Fix-It about three times in this episode. So again, they're in a mess. They have no dates for the dance tonight. And we get to the next scene, and we see Andy's on the phone to Helen. He's trying to tell Helen what happened. And basically, Helen tells him that she and Thelma Lou have other dates and won't be going to the dance with them. And then we'll see that Barney comes into Andy's home in a few minutes, and trailing behind again are the fun girls. And of course, Andy gets mad again because now the fun girls meet Aunt Bee and Opie. So the next scene, we see them at the dance, and of course, the mystery's still going on, trying to figure out who Mr. Swamp is, but you'll see Mr. Swamp, Andy speaks to Mr. Swamp, and he gives that genuine smile that he has, and if you look in the background, you'll see Mr. Swamp in a couple other scenes in this particular dance scene. But you see Helen and Thelma Lou are at the dance, they're with Goober and Gomer. And you see Goober doing, you know, he's wanting to do impressions again, but the ladies have already seen him, so he does a new one. You get to see Goober sew up his fingers. And a few minutes later, we see Andy and Barney coming in with the fun girls. And, of course, this is where Andy and Barney and Helen and Thelma Lou are really mad at each other and trying to, you know, really get at each other. But, you know everything's going to work out. So after dancing a little bit, Andy goes up to the band director and calls him Earl, and this is for Earl Hagen, who had a lot to do with the music on the Andy Griffith Show, and he gets him to play music where they can switch dance, and so every time music stops, people switch partners. So this is a funny scene, but finally we see Andy get back with Helen and Barney with Thelma Lou, and Andy takes Helen off to the side and basically explains to her what happened, and you can see that they're getting back together, and then Barney's telling Thelma Lou that she's the only girl he loves, and she says, "I can't hear you," and he says it again right when the music stops. Everybody in the place hears Barney telling Thelma Lou he loves her, and they give him a round of applause. So everybody's back together. And then, of course, you have to wonder, well, what happened to the fun girls and Goober and Gomer? You look over, and, of course, a perfect match, the four of them getting back together. So, again, all has worked out. Now, we see the final scene in this episode, which a lot of times has been cut out of this Andy Griffith Show. We see Barney and Andy getting back in their squad car. They've just dropped Helen and Thelma Lou off, and they go back to the courthouse because they want to see if Otis has checked in. And when they get to the courthouse, you see the fun girls and Goober and Gomer all there waiting on them. And to make a long story short, all six of them pile into the squad car to take the girls back to Mount Pilot. So again, another fun episode. You get to see Old Man Swamp, as they say it. You get to hear Andy tell Barney he's going to kill him. "I'm going to kill you." And he does that to a couple of different characters in the Andy Griffith Show. And again, another good episode that I thoroughly enjoyed. Now, my trivia question has to do with George Lindsay and, of course, Gomer Pyle, played by one of our favorites from the Andy Griffith Show, Jim Nabors, who ended up getting his own show. You may or may not realize this, but George Lindsay played Goober all the way through the rest of the Andy Griffith Show, and even carried on to Mayberry RFD, and he had even a larger role in Mayberry RFD. But here's my trivia question that I want to see if you know. How many episodes of the Andy Griffith Show did Goober and Gomer appear together? Again, how many times did Goober and Gomer appear on the Andy Griffith Show together? If you want to see if you know the answer to this, you can certainly go to my email, which is burke@imayberry.com. It's B-U-R-K-E at the letter I, mayberry.com, and send me your answer, and I'll reply and let you know whether you got it right or not. Or you can check my website, burkeonmayberry.com. Go to the episodes and trivia, and you'll just go down to the bottom of the list. You'll see the episode Fun Girls, and in parentheses, you'll see I'll have the answer of how many times Goober and Gomer appeared together on the Andy Griffith Show. Again, I hope you enjoyed this podcast. I really appreciate all of you who have continued to listen over the years. And as they would say in Mayberry, my best to you and yours, and thanks again for listening to Burke on Mayberry.